You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So this week is going to be an important one for getting the latest read on the jobs picture here in South Africa when Stats SA publishes the quarterly employment stats for the second quarter. Now, when looking at the local jobs market and even the one globally, what many employers talk about is the lack of sufficient digital skills for the new more digital economy. But to discuss the state of digital skills in South Africa right now and the transformation of skills, I'm joined by Amrotti Abdella. She's the general manager for Sub-Saharan Africa at Amazon Web Services, which recently opened a skill center in Cape Town earlier this year. Amrotti, thanks so much for your time. First of all, how is the school going?
Thank you very much for having me. Look, we're very excited about the opportunities that we're seeing around the utilization, the adoption around the skill center. Now, the AWS Skill Center in Cape Town is the first in Africa and really only the third globally and the first outside of the U.S. as well. So the opportunity that it has created in terms of taking away the perhaps perceived barrier that exists around access to skills, access to training, specifically cloud training, is one that the Skill Center is aimed at addressing.
And I know that the courses and the programs that you provide at the Skill Center are free, but what kind of people have turned up so far?
Look, the you're absolutely right. The Skill Center is at no cost to learners, and we've had from students to sort of, you know, folks who are in transition between careers, or folks who are also looking at just getting a glimpse in terms of what does the world of technology and sort of cloud skills training provide. The adoption that we've seen in terms of sort of registration and bookings that we have seen has really been has surpassed even some of our expectation in that, you know, what the demand has been for that. Because, you know, when you think about it, sort of physically putting a place, bricks and mortars, that gives a chance, that makes it possible, that makes it reachable and accessible, is really at the core of how we're thinking around driving and contributing to skills development here in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. And what happens for people who don't live in Cape Town that are listening to this right now and thinking, oh, wow, there is an opportunity to learn at zero cost, a skill that will be critical for tomorrow. How can they access some of this training?
Absolutely. Look, we do have curriculums online that are at that are available for folks who are, of course, not based in Cape Town. The physical presence, limits the accessibility at least to those that are within the vicinity and within the city. But that said, the ability to actually access additional content, training, certification, is available online and digitally for folks to access. Absolutely. So that is not limiting, and it does not take away the accessibility that will be available for them.
As you mentioned, the skill center that just opened in Cape Town in South Africa, it's the first international skill center outside of the US. So you have been doing this for some time so far. So maybe perhaps share with us some of the achievements that have been gained over in the US skill center and just some of the gaps that have been plugged as a result.
Yeah, so just by way of historically sort of just sharing the landscape, the other two skill centers that we have, the AWS Skill Center, one is in San Francisco, the other one in Virginia, so east and west coast of the U.S., and the first one being here in Africa, specifically in Cape Town, is really looking at addressing the skills gap that are there. So from the foundational cloud training to the more advanced robotics and analytics that is available, those are some of the skills and training that is made available through the skill center. Now, what's even more interesting is then sort of thinking around where does that apply and how do folks who have had the training, where do they take it? And I think one of the feedback that we keep getting, and specifically today as we host the AWS Johannesburg Summit, is that the skills gap that our customers, our partners are seeing is actually quite large. So incrementally adding additional skilled, trained professionals that can go and have career opportunities in the different industries is absolutely top of mind. And that's exactly what the Skill Center is aimed at doing, which is creating the foundational accessibility training available and then really encouraging and inspiring for additional training and certifications to be pursued further.
Just to pick up on that point, that, you know, some of the clients that you provide services for, talking about the fact that they've got opportunities within their respective organizations, but the skills don't align. That gap is quite large. What are they saying about what some of the biggest challenges in doing more to address the skills gap in South Africa or even in Africa's case is currently?
Yeah, look, in South Africa specifically, actually, and we've had customers within their own initiatives have actually kicked off skills training programs. I think more publicly, the Skills Guild program in partnership that we've launched with Absa Bank or with Standard Bank Group are some of the flagship sort of training skilling programs that have been in place. Now, that's really leaning into the commitment that customers such as Standard Bank have put forward, which is to train 100,000 people. So incrementally really thinking around how do we come together, put the content, know-how, but be able to ultimately solve for discoverability, right? So if you do have skills, where do you go to find the skills? What does that look like? And here, I think we have a big opportunity to continue to amplify the work that is being done across Africa, and specifically in South Africa as well, with the training partners, right? And there are a number of them across the continent that have really over the years invested in being able to double down and provide skills training. Locally here in South Africa, you have the companies such as Vindi that have over 70,000 data scientists and that have been part of their network. So how do you enable those networks to be able to have additional content, ability to have a go-to-market strategy for employability and hands-on training as well?
Yeah, these are just such fascinating conversations, and especially in an economy like South Africa that is so desperate for opportunities, job opportunities. But Amrosha, before I let you go, just for listeners who are wondering, okay, what are the requirements to sign up for the course? Where can they go to access more information? Just what would you say to them?
Absolutely. Look, if you have any interest in learning, discovering, or even just the curiosity to understand what is possible, especially as you start the conversation around generative AI and sort of what technology and artificial intelligence can actually put forward, please come learn, discover. AWS Skills Center, we are available online. And then get more details and just inquire. And through the network, we'd also be able to support and provide additional content in if you're outside of Cape Town and curious to understand where you can get started. Please drop us a line and we'd be happy to connect.
All right. Amrote, thanks so much for that invitation, ma'am. We'll leave it there for now. Amrote Abdella, she's the General Manager for Sub-Saharan Africa over at Amazon Web Services. The fantastic thing about that particular course or the particular programs that they offer, it will cost you exactly zero rands. So if this is an area that you're looking to develop in, I think it's definitely something you can afford.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.